Sometimes a single dimension array is not sufficient for your program. And so for that reason, we're used to using higher dimension arrays. We humans tend to think of a one-dimensional array as a vector, or just a row or whatever. And we like to think of a two-dimensional array as a table or a matrix. And that's fine, but it starts getting very difficult when you get into higher dimensions. A cube is hard enough, but once you get to four dimensions and beyond, there's not much you can do. So we need another way of looking at higher dimensional arrays, which will help us get a handle on it. And so the way that C implements higher dimensional arrays is using the array of arrays model. And the way that works is, starting at the lowest dimension, a one-dimensional array is a collection or a sequence of scalar objects. A two-dimensional array is a sequence of one-dimensional arrays. That is, each element in the two-dimensional array is a one-dimensional array. It's important to think of it that way. And if you do, then you can go to any dimension you want. Just keep going up like that. A three-dimensional array is a collection of two-dimensional arrays. So by keeping in mind what type of thing each array element is, then you don't get confused. I realize it may sound confusing, but I think an example will clear that up. Since you can initialize an array with an initializer list, well, you can do the same thing with a multidimensional array. However, you need to make sure that you remember what each element is. Each element may be an array, which is certainly the case when you have a higher dimensional array. So you have to use extra brackets. I think an example is in order, so let's go to the next slide.